Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Gimel. We finished off the blot yesterday at the tail end of Beis Amud Beis, top of Gimel Amud Aleph. It's all quite straightforward. Let's try to remind ourselves what we were talking about. So back in the Mishnah, we said that there are both Rosh Hashanah and in particular, the first one that we mentioned is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is Rosh Hashanah Limalachim. What is Limalachim? So the Gemara explained that when they wrote out documents, they wouldn't write in the solar year like we typically do today, or the Jewish year, the Havdil, but they wrote the year of the reign of the particular Melech. And as you recall, we already noted Rav Chizkiya Halacha on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, which we're going to get to a little bit later today, that we're referring specifically to the Malchi Yisra. So we're talking about David HaMelech, Shloimeh HaMelech, Tzidkiyoh HaMelech, Chizkiyoh HaMelech, etc. Anyway, so Vosh date on the Gemara, the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that is the date that you wrote in the documents after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you added one more year to the Melech's reign. And the Gemara asked, where do we know this from? What's the Makor? So let's take a quick look. We're going to race through part of the Gemara again, just to refresh our memories. If you go back to Beis Amud Beis, it's about halfway down the Amud, Amud Rabbi Yochanan. Amud Rabbi Yochanan. Everybody have that? Middle of the Amud. Amud Rabbi Yochanan. Minayim l'malachim she'en moin l'hem elu minisan. How do you know that it's Nisan? Shenemar. We have a pasuk in Tanakh, in Malachim, referring to the building of the Beis HaMikdash by Shloimeh HaMelech. V'hi b'shmoinim shana v'yarba me'oy shana. It's 480 years. L'tzeis b'nei Yisroel mi'eretz Yitzroim. Since Yitzias Yitzroim. V'shon ha'raviyas, the fourth year of Shloimeh HaMelech's reign, b'chodesh Ziv or chodesh Hasheni, that's chodesh Iyar, which the pasuk refers to as chodesh Ziv, l'mloich Shloimeh al Yisrael, fourth year of the Malchus Beis Shloimeh. So that's the pasuk. Now the Gemara dashes, Makish Malchus Shloimeh liyitzias Mitzrayim. Since the same pasuk is giving us two timelines, 480 years from Yitzias Mitzrayim, fourth year of Shloimeh HaMelech, we make Ashtikol Hekish, my Yitzias Mitzrayim mi Nisan, we all know Yitzias Mitzrayim took place in Nisan, Al Malchus Shloimeh is also, we count from Nisan. So I see, by Malchus Beis David Beis Shloimeh, meaning of Klal Yisrael, Malchi Yisrael, it's from Nisan. Freitimor, how do you know Yitzias Mitzrayim is counting from Nisan? Now, of course, we all know that Pesach is a Nisan in Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's not a Shaila. The Shaila of the Gemara is that maybe a new year from after Yitzias Mitzrayim is triggered when you get to Tishrei. Meaning, the first year, of course, when Yitzias Mitzrayim took place, that was in the first year, and that was in Nisan. Maybe 6 months later, when it gets to Tishrei, we already count that as now being the second year from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Even though it's only 6 months. But nevertheless, maybe the counting of years begins always in Tishrei. So it's now the new year, it's the second year. And therefore, in the 480 years that we're talking about, maybe we're not talking about from Chodesh Nisan, we're talking about from Chodesh Tishrei, till Tishrei Menina. Says, that's impossible. Why is that impossible? Because they have two psukim. One talking about Misas Aharoi. Tzichsev ayal ahar nakoyin al horahor al pi Hashem v'yom v'shom v'shnas v'arboim v'tzeis b'nei Yisroel mi'eretz Mitzrayim v'achodesh ha'chamishi b'echad l'chodesh. This is talking about Rosh Chodesh Av in the 40th year after Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'tzeis b'nei Yisroel mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Okay. Uksiv and I have another pasuk. V'hi b'arboim shana b'ashi osa chodesh b'echad l'chodesh. B'ashi osa chodesh is referring to Chodesh Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat at the end of 40 years. Divrei Moshe and Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klal Yisrael. So what's the raya? Since the first pasuk is talking about Chodesh Av, the Kari Loshnas Arboim, and it says it's the 40th year. And the next pasuk, Ashti Osa Chodesh, is talking about Shvat, the Kari Loshnas Arboim. Now, in between Av and Shvat, after Av comes Elul, and then comes Tishrei. If Tishrei is in between Av and Shvat, shouldn't Shvat already be in the 41st year? After all, we finished Av was in the 40th year, fine. And then it's El and Tishrei. All the new calendars come out. It's no longer Tufshin Pei Aleph, now it's Tufshin Pei Beis. So it's no longer the 40th year. It should be now the 41st year. But nevertheless, V'kar Lash Nasar Boim. V'chal Rosh Hashanah Lav Tishrei. It's a chassimin that for these purposes, Tishrei is not the Rosh Hashanah, but rather it's Nisan. So since Nisan was the beginning of the 40th year, so now we go from Nisan to Iyar, to Sivan, to Tammuz, to Av. Av is now in the 40th year. And then we continue on El, and then we go on Tishrei, and Cheshvan, and Kislev, Tevis, Shvat is all part of the 40th year, until, of course, the next Nisan will be year 41. We said already that the first pasuk says very clearly that it's the 40th year. Bishnas Arboim Letzeis Bnei Yisrael Mi'eretz Mitzray. Elahai, Hai meaning the second pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu that he diber Moshe El Bnei Yisrael Mi'maydul Yitzis Mitzray. Tum Zakom Esam Mishkan. Who says that that pasuk is talking in fact at all about Yitzis Mitzray? Maybe the 40th year that he's talking about is the 40th year from the time that the Mishkan was erected. And we know that the Mishkan was erected in year number 2 after Yitzhak's Mitzrayim, right? Klal Yisrael got out of the Mitzrayim in Nisan. They got the Torah Shmuah's time in Sivan. And then fast forward to next Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's when the Hakamas of Mishkan was. And so therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klal Yisrael 40 years after what? From Yitzhak's Mitzrayim, maybe it was 41st year. But from the Hakamas of Mishkan, it was year 40, because that was 1 year later. So it's more that cannot be. Like we're going to learn today in Mir Tashem on the bottom of Gimel Omid Aleph, that it says Shnas Esrim, Shnas Esrim. Those are two psukim that we're going to have in Mir Tashem in Nehemiah. And both of those psukim talk about Shnas Esrim, Shnas Esrim. The Gzeir Shavah. It's a Gzeir Shavah. That what? That just like one of them is talking about a particular time trigger, a particular date. The same thing is the 20 years of the other pasuk is talking about the same date. Hachanami here too. It's a Shnas Arboim in the first pasuk. Vahib Arboim Shana, the first pasuk. Vayal Harna Koyin al Har Har Bishnas Arboim. The second pasuk says Vahib Arboim Shana. So I go and make Arboim Arboim and tell you we're talking about the same time date, the same date on the calendar. Shnas Arboim, Shnas Arboim, the Gzir Shavim, Makan Yitzis, time, just like by Harna Koyin. 40 years from Yitzias Mitzrayim, Afkan, when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klal Yisrael, 40 years from Yitzias Mitzrayim.
The date of the Hakamas HaMishkan, when, which was it?
That was Rish Chodesh Nisan of the second year in Mitzrayim, in the Midbar. We call it the second year, but really, in fact, it's only 1 year later, because they came to the Midbar after Pesach, right? They left from Mitzrayim on the 15th day of Nisan. They fled with Moshe Rabbeinu, and Kodesh Baruch Hu led them, etc. They went into the Midbar. They were there in the Midbar from that time. And now, a year later, almost a year later, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a year minus a few days.
Rosh Chodesh Nisan, days.
Exactly, was Hakamas HaMishkan. We call that already year number 2, because the first year started Yitzias Mitzrayim. Year number 2 is the next.
Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's not number 2, because number 2 is after the 15th, not after the 1st.
Yeah, but for all our purposes, except for Chamishus HaBishvat, everything else is always Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh. We never talk about the middle of the month, it's always the beginning of the month. Chamishus HaBishvat is the only exception to the rule.
The language of Rapapa is kind of odd. He says, it's like, he's saying Gezerah Shavah. Gezerah Shavah, I thought something you only have with the Kabbalah.
Right.
And he says, Shnas Eshim, Shnas Eshim, Gezerah Shavah. Mm-hmm. Shnas Eshim, Shnas Eshim, Gezerah Shavah. It sounds more like a Mamasim type thing. The language doesn't sound like Gezerah Shavah. Is this unusual?
I agree with you. It is unusual, and especially because Gezerah Shavah really only applies to Chumash. It doesn't apply to Tanakh. Right. Because Gezerah Shavah is something you learn Halacha from, and you're not really learning Halacha. You're really just learning more the time. I mean, ultimately, there's a lot of
one. It's a limud.
Yeah, exactly. But he calls it Gzeir Shavah. It doesn't really mean Gzeir Shavah. In fact, you don't even have the exact same language. There it says Shnas or Arboim, and the other one says Vahi Barboim Shana. So it would say Shnas, Arboim, you know, it's not exactly the same, but you're right. It's more like a limud more than Gzeir Shavah. So here, too, when it says 40, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay. Frank Dimar. All of this is based on that we're assuming that Aharon HaKohen's Ptira in Av took place before Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Klal Yisrael in Shvat. So since Av becomes before Shvat, and in between Av and Shvat is Tishrei, so the Chodesh should be now the 41st year, since it says it's still the 40th year, is a siman that we go before Av, like from Nisan, and therefore that's all part of the 40th year, from Nisan. Av is part of the 40th year, and then Shvat is part of the 40th year. Who says that the story of Nisa Saharan took place first? Maybe the story of Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Klal Yisrael in Shvat took place first. Meaning, maybe Taka Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah Limlachim, for our purposes. Now, since Tishrei happens to be the Rosh Hashanah, so shortly after Tishrei, we go to Tishrei, then Cheshrin, Kislev, Teves, Shvat, oh, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke, and then we continue on another few months, Adar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, oh, so Taka, both stories happen in the 40th year, but it's not that the Av took place before Shvat. Maybe the Shvat took place before Av, and it's Taka Shvat. In other words, Rosh Hashanah was on Tishrei, then Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevet, Shvat, oh, Shvat. That's part of the 40th year, and then fast forward another few months, Adar, Nisan, Sivan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av. Oh, see, then you have no raya whatsoever. This could be Taka Tishrei and not Nisan. That's impossible. It's impossible that Nisa Saharan took place before the story of Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Klal Yisrael. Why? Dichsiv. After that second pasuk about Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Klal Yisrael, the very next pasuk says, when did he speak to Klal Yisrael? Achri ha-koisei eis sichoin. V'chinoch nafshi de-haren ha-kati ha-vesichon kayim. When Aharon passed away, Sichon was still thriving, surviving, going and existing and coming. So it's impossible. If you look at the Torah Or HaShalem, you see you have numbers 3 and 4. 3 is Vahi Barboim Shon Be'ashi Yosa Choyd Be'echel Choyd Dibra Moshe. That's what we're talking about. That's Dvorim Aleph Gimel. The very next Pasuk says, when did Moshe Rabbeinu speak to Klal Yisrael? Achri HaKoyisaya Sichon Melechoy Moili. After the war with Sichon, where Moshe Rabbeinu was successful and against Oig, etc. Ah, but that Sichon Va'oig Melchama took place only after Aharon HaKoyin's passing. How do I know? Says the Mavchinoch Nafshi Da'arna Kati Avsichan Kaim Dechsev, top of Gimel Omer Aleph, says the Pasik. Vayishma HaKanani Melech Arod. Kanani Melech Arod heard. What did he hear? He heard that Klal Yisrael was approaching. Again, Torah Or HaShalem here, it's on the left hand margin at the very top. He heard that Klal Yisrael is on the move and they're coming into his territory. He's got very, very nervous, and he says, what are we going to go and do? Okay, the Gemara assumes, and we'll soon see why the Gemara assumes, that although it says Vishma Knani Melech Arod, that we're really talking about Vishma Sichon, that Sichon heard that Klal Yisrael is on the move, and that's why he got very concerned. Mashmua Shoma, what did Knani, what did Sichon hear that he got so nervous? Shoma Shemes Aaron, he heard that Aharon HaKohen passed away. Venistalko Anoni Kovoid, and that the Anonim also dissipated. Remember that the Anonim in the times of the Midbar were in the Schus of Aharon HaKohen, just like the Be'er with the Schus of Miriam. So the Anoni HaKovoid was the Schus Aharon. So when Aharon passed away, those Anonim also dissipated. Later on, they returned. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "In Schus of Moshe Rabbeinu, we'll give them back the Anonim." But as a result of the Anonim going away, now Klal Yisrael, which was until now totally hidden behind these Anonim, for the first time they were now revealed.
When
exposed, that's even a better term. Thank you. They were exposed, and everybody was able to go and see Klal Yisrael. Ukasovur, and now the Kanani again, Sichon thought. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow for this exposure? It must mean because they now are vulnerable. Until now they were all hidden, almost like a Chinese wall of these Anonim, but now they're exposed, and therefore it must mean it's time to fight. That's why Itaka says in the prior Pasuk, right before the Pasuk that we just were mentioning, it says Vayiru kola eidiki gova aharoin. The word means Vayiru. Yiru Pashupshat means, and Klal Yisrael saw. But you know that they saw Lashon Re'iyah. They saw Kigav Aharon, that Aharon passed away. However, the Amr Bavo, Al Tikri Vayiru, that they saw, Ela Vayiru, that they were seen, that they were exposed, that they were now revealed. That's Vayiro. Ah, so that being the case, we see that Aharon HaKohen passed away, and that's why they became exposed, and that's why now Kanani, which is Sichon, said, this is the moment to go and fight them. So before we continue the Gemara, this is how we know that the story of Av, of Mises Aharon, took place before the story of Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Klal Yisrael, which took place in Shvat. So it's not like the Gemara said, maybe Shvat came first and Av came second. No, no, that's impossible. Av, that Aharon HaKohen passed away, that had to precede Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Klal Yisrael, because Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to them after the war with Sichon, and the war with Sichon took place after Mises Aharon, because Sichon only felt that this is the opportune time to fight Klal Yisrael after Aharon passed away and the Anani Kavod dispersed and Klal Yisrael became exposed. V'yomer Bavo, and now the Gemara, or Kiddush Lakish, and the Gemara tells us now a little bit of a diktuk lesson. V'yomer Shlokish, ki, mishamish betal v'shoynes. Whenever you find the word ki in the Torah, it has four interpretations. It could mean e, which means if. It could mean dilma, perhaps. It could mean ella. Ella means by contrast, like rather, or deha, it means because. And you have an extensive Rashi over here that goes through numerous examples. If you want, we can just be toim from the Rashi, meaning
key Rashi.
It's a key Rashi. Very good. It's a key Rashi in four ways. So now the question is, okay, let's try to kind of go through it quickly. If you look at the top line on the Omid, Kiddush Lakish, Higova Nesinas Tam Huladova Shalafanav Niskalva Eda Lefisha Govahar. What does he mean? The Pasuk says Vayiru Kola Eda Ki Govahar. Now, if you learn it the way we Poshut learn in the Chumash, Vayiru, they saw, who saw? Kola Eda, Gans Klal Yisrael saw, Ki, that Govahar, that Aharon HaKohen passed away. That's a Poshut Pshat, that's what they saw, that Ki Govahar. However, Rashi, not Rashi, Rebavo says, don't read it Vayiru that they saw, but rather that they were seen, that they were exposed. Ah, so therefore now the pshat word ki is different. Vayir, vayiro, kola eda. Gans Klal Yisrael were now exposed. Why? Ki, because. Not that. Because of Aharon, because Aharon HaKohen passed away. It wouldn't make sense to say Klal Yisrael was exposed that Aharon HaKohen passed away. That doesn't fit. Oh, ki, because. So that's what Reish Lakish means to say. Don't interpret the word ki as that. But rather go and interpret the word ki to mean because Govah. So going back to the Rashi, ki Govah Nesinas Tamhu, the word ki Govah is because, it's giving a reason, an explanation, L'dover Shalafanav, about what happened before that Nizkalu Eda, the Eda became exposed. Why? Fisha Govah, because Aharon passed away. Shalosh Kibbal Dal, Shainis Mishamish, Pemikra, Pomim Bobim Mokim Im, if, Pomim Bobim Mokim Dilma, perhaps, Shem Shema, Pomim Bobim Mokim Doha, the ha means because nois and tam ledover. It's giving an explanation. Pamabavim makim ella. Rather, the soy says dibush olafanim, and therefore it's saying not like we said until now, but rather X Y Z. And Rashi gives a number of cases. Kielham dover bo elai. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Yisrael, if there's a dispute between two individuals, ki yelam dover bo elai, they come to me to be done. Ki sifka shor oyivcha, if you were to go and see the shore of your enemy that is Toa Baderach, go and Hoshav Toshav Loi, go and return it. Ki Yikore Kan Tzipa Lefanech, that's a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, that Ki Yikore, if you were to go and see such a Kan, Kulun Lashon Imhen, they're all if. V'chein, Ki Savoyo Ala Oret, Ki Seilechon, Ki Sechala, Ki Sisa. Now all of these are not ifs. These are, like Rashi says, means Kasher, when. If and when are kind of related, and what it's saying is ki savoyu el aretz, when you arrive in Eretz Yisrael, ki leiselchon leiselcho reikam, ki sechala pa'asodcha bikotzrecha, when you're doing your harvest, ki sisa es roish b'nei Yisrael, when you're counting up, it's all when. V'chol ha'mishamshin b'mokim ka'asher, all of these keys mean ka'asher, ka'asher means when, u'b'mokim asher, asher means that. Kulan Lashon Im Hein, they all fit within this word Im. So even though we normally think of Im as meaning if, Im could also mean, just like the word Ki, that it could include also when, and that. Shemitin Mekam Mekoyim is Im, Mishavish Lashon Kasher, Vikasher Ova Lashon Asher. We find often in the Torah the word Im, meaning when, not if, but when, as well as that. Kimoi, the year hayoyvel, and if yoyvel is going to happen, when if yoyvel is going to happen, shemavav year, you just have to wait for 50 years. It's a vav going to happen. This v'im means when. The imtakir minchas bikurim. If you're going to go and bring minchas bikurim l'Hashem, if you're going to bring a minchas bikurim, harizeh, you have to. This is not imtakir, but kasher takir. It's a mitzvah. You have to bring this minchas bikurim. Shari choyvu. If you're going to go and lend, it's a mitzvah to go and lend when you will lend to other people. So therefore, all of that is the im, which includes if, when, and that. That's number one. Now we go to the second one. Im, not im. Ki could also mean dilma, perhaps. Going. Ki soimer b'lvavcha rabim hagoyim or elim imeni. Ki soimer b'lvavcha means shema toimar. Perhaps if you were to say, maybe you're going to go and say rama goyim or elim imeni. No, loisira mehem. You don't have to be worried. Loisoimer kein. Loisira mehem. Don't be concerned. Or ki soimer man near dafloy pasuk in Eiv. That ki soimer is perhaps. If you're going to go and start asking, maybe. Same thing is now in Shana Shmita, which we're in. What are we going to go and ask? Are you going to go and ask? Perhaps, maybe, if you're going to go and ask, then the answer is, don't have to worry. That kisira, perhaps you're going to see your chamor sanacha. So all of those are loshin dilma, which means shema. Many like that. Now we get to the third one. Loi tzachakti ki yoreya, v'yitoy maloi ki tzachot. Harizeh loshen doha lefish yoreya. Why did Sarah Imenu say loi tzachakti? Because she was unfortunately afraid, what did I do wrong? And she was concerned that is the word ki means because. V'yoy maloi ki tzachot. No, you did. Harizeh loshen ella, that ki, that second one is not because tzachot. But rather, you did laugh. You did smile. So therefore, in the same pasuk, we have the two keys. First key is lo tzachakti ki yoreya, because she was afraid. V'yem aloi ki tzachot. No, rather, Yitaka did laugh. Harizel loshen ela. He said, now ki gova aren kishat akeder vayiro harizul loshen deha. It's no longer a case of that aharon died, but they were revealed and exposed because aharon died. Hoidul Hashem ki toiv. Why do we go and thank Hashem? Ki because sharei toiv. Leisikvitzis yodcha ki fasoyach tiftach. Ki means ella. Rather, leisikvitzis yodcha. Don't go and clench your fist and say I'm not giving. But rather, ki fasoyach tiftach ella. Rather, you should go and open it. So Rashi went through all the four different lashonos, and therefore back to this pasuk of vayiro and vayiro. Once you say vayiro, it's not that Aharon died, but because Aharon died. So that's the end of very beautiful Rashi. Just as an aside, we're talking about the keys. I remember I heard a story years ago that there was a Yid Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim. This story was told by Reb Tzachi Fried, and they asked this Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim, he has a big mishpacha, a lot of children, all the rest, and they asked him, how do you make panasa to go and support all of your children? He said, ich hab zwei Kien. In Yiddish, ich hab zwei Kien means I have two cows. The Litvisha would be Chab Tzvei Kuhn, but in Chassidish Yiddish, he would say Tzvei Kien. He has two cows. Oh, so he figured if two cows, they probably produce a lot of milk, and then he sells the milk to the neighbors and the friends, and they probably make some money. Oh, sure. Good. Anyway, one day he visits that person's house. Doesn't have a farm, he doesn't have cows, he doesn't have anything. Well, what's the Tzvei Kien? So he says, you don't know, the Tzvei Kien that give me parnasa is Ki Voy Yisamach Libeinu Ki V'Shem Kodshe Batochna. Two keys are referring to, I have a moon and betochen, the Kodesh Baruch Hu takes care of all of my needs. Ki voy yismach libeinu, through a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I have that simcha in my heart. And ki voy yismach libeinu, ki v'shein kodesh betochenu, in his great name I have betochen, and those are the two kiyin that give me parnasa. Anyway, those are different than the four kiyin here, but getting back to our Gemara Vaita. So we have now answered the Gemara's kasha. We know that Av Misa Saharan took place before the Dibur of Moshe, because the Dibur of Moshe only took place after Sichoin was conquered, and that's the same thing as Vishma Kanani, and that Kanani that had to have taken place after Aharon died, because the whole business is Aharon, and he, the Kanani, thought, this is now the appropriate, opportune time to go and fight, because they're all exposed. Fate Timara. I don't understand. Me dummy, how are you mixing apples and oranges? Me dummy, hosum kanan, halcha sichain. I was asking about sichain, and here's talking about kanani. These are two. After the Gemara, tana hu sichain, hu arad, hu kanan. This is all one and the same. Sichain, kanani, and arad is all one. Meaning that the pasuk at the top says v'yishma haknani melech arad. So it says kanani and arad together, kanani and arad, and we also have sichain. It's all haynu hach. It's all one. How do you have these three different names? Says Yimar, sichain shadoyim al siyach b'midbar. He was similar to a siyach. So Rashi says siyach is the son of a sus. I believe in fancy English that's foal, F-O-A-L.
What is a foal?
Foal means a young horse. Oh. Young horse. Anyway, so that's how he got the name Sichain, because apparently his features were, or maybe he had the alacrity or whatever. He was a young horse. He was called Kanan, Al-Shem Achusai. You know, Eretz Kanan. Kanan is the name of the Malchus, Kanan, or the government, or the region. Or Mashemoy, what was his personal name? His name was Mr. Arad, Arad Shemai. But there's another version that Arad Shadoim Mala Aroid Bamidbar. His name was Arad because he was like an Aroid. What's an Aroid? Says Rashi, Chamor Habor. He looked like a wild donkey. Kanan Hashem Achusay. Once again, the region, the nation is called Kanan. Mashemoy, his real name was Sichain Shemai. But it's all one and the same. Fine. So we concluded that whole shtick. But now the phrase Yimara, a very, very simple, straightforward question. I now know for sure that in the 40th year, Av came before Shvat. And therefore, by process of elimination, it cannot be Tishrei, because Tishrei is between Av and Shvat. Av, Elul Tishrei. So if Tishrei was Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim, boom, then we should be on to year number 41. The fact that it continues on year 40 is the chasimin that it's not Rish Chodesh Tishrei. But who said it's Rish Chodesh Nisan? After all, Nisan, you're saying, is the starting point to the beginning of the year, and then when Nisan, then afterwards we get to Av in the same year, and then we get to Shvat in the same year. Maybe the year begins with Chodesh Iyar, and therefore our mission should start off Av Rosh Hashanah Mein, B'Yechad B'Iyar Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim. Are you telling me it's all the 40th year? Yes, yes, it's like Iyar. And the Gemara is going to ask the same question, not only in Iyar. Nisan, and Iyar, and Sivan, and Tammuz, and even Av. Maybe that's the Rish Chodesh. Maybe Av is Rish Chodesh. Maybe Tammuz is Rish Chodesh. And it's all part of the, when I say Rish Chodesh, I mean Rosh Hashanah. And therefore that's the first month of the year, and then keep on going for another 6 months until you get to Shvat. It's all part of the same year. So how do you know? It's certainly not Tishrei. But how do you know that it's Nisa? Maybe it's here. Name Rosh Hashanah is here. It says, well, let's look at that. Those countries. That's it. Vayiba Chodesh Rishon Bashana Shedis Bi'echel HaChodesh Hukam HaMishkan. Rish Chodesh Nisan of the second year, that was Hakamas HaMishkan, as we know. Rish Chodesh Nisan was Hakamas HaMishkan. Uksiv. Vayiba Shon HaShenis VaChodesh HaSheni Nal HaOnen Mi'al Mishkan HaEdus. Now what is this referring to? This is referring to Shona HaShenis VaChodesh HaSheni. This is now Iyar, a month later. Now the onan al mishkan edus, the onan went up from the mishkan. Midikoy v'nisan. The first pasuk we talked about was the chodesh harishon. That's chodesh nisan, and kari lo shana shenis. That's what the pasuk says. Vehi b'chodesh harishon b'shana shenis. Then we have the second pasuk says vehi b'shana shenis b'chodesh sheni. So now we're talking about 1 month later, Iyar, and it's still in the same year of Bashana Hashenis. The Koy B'Iyar, the Koy Lashana Hashenis. Is Machlal, the Rosh Hashanah B'Iyar. If Iyar was the new Rosh Hashanah, then it should say now Bashana Hashlishis. By the fact that it says Shana Hashenis, the Simon, that we're still in the same year, and that the year doesn't start with Iyar, it started with Nisan. Tfreiti Mora. The Ema Rosh Hashanah Sivan. Maybe the end of the year, the last couple of months were Nisan and Iyar, and the new year began with Sivan, and therefore Sivan was the beginning of the 40th year for purposes of our Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis. 40th year started with Rosh Chodesh Sivan, because of Sivan, then Tammuz and Av, that's the passing of Aharon HaKohen, that's in the 40th year, and then go another 6 months, we get to Shvat. That's also in the 40th year. How do you know that it's Rish Chodesh Nisan? We know it wasn't Rish Chodesh Iyar, because then it was switched from 2 to 3. Fine. But maybe it's Rish Chodesh Sivan. But the Moloi Sokhadai, it's Kondisai. Now we're talking about Matan Torah. at the time of Shavuos, Matan Torah. We always learn that when we learn the Aseret Dibros. Vim Isa b'chodesh hashlishi b'shana hashenis l'tzeis mi boyele. If you're telling me that Rosh Chodesh, that Sivan is the new Rosh Hashanah, and it says b'chodesh hashlishi, this is now the third month, it should go and say, now remember, Shavuos happened 2 months after they left the Midbar, I'm sorry, after they left Mitzrayim, and entered the Midbar, right? They left Mitzrayim on the 15th of Nisan. They're now in the Midbar. And now 2 months later, not a full 2 months, 7 weeks later, 49 days, 50 days, boom, was the Chodesh HaShlishi. And that's when they're having the Matan Torah. Now, since this is Sivan, if you're going to tell me that Sivan is the Rosh Hashanah, is the new year, then Misa B'Chodesh HaShlishi, B'Hashanah HaShenis, let's say, B'nei Yisrael. It should add that this is already the second year. That's a very important development, that this is the next year already. Since Miboyle, and since it doesn't say that this is the new year, is the Chasimin that it's still part of the same year, that Nisan, Iyar, Sivan is still part of the same year. Pray tomorrow, okay, but maybe after Matan Torah, when you hit Chodesh Tammuz, Ve'im Tammuz, maybe that's the Rosh Hashanah. Ve'im Av, maybe Av is the Rosh Hashanah. And that's why Av is in the 40th year, and the subsequent Shvat is in the same year, in the 40th year, but not because Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah, but maybe Tam is the Rosh, maybe Av is the Rosh Hashanah. And the Eim Ador, maybe the Ador prior to Nisan, in other words, the month right after Shvat, maybe that's the Rosh Hashanah, and therefore the new year began in Adar, and then the next month is Nisan, and then Iyar, and then Sivan, and Tam, and then Av. So of that's Ptira of Ahanakayim. And 6 months later, by Shvat, is when Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Gans Klai Yisrael. So any one of these possibilities. Elamar, Blaz Mihacha. I have a brand new Raya. It's not totally brand new. Toysi says it's related to the earlier discussion. But it says in the Pasuk, V'yachal Nivnois B'chodesh Hasheni B'Sheni Mishnas Arba L'Malchusay. Now this is a Pasuk, once again, back in Nach. And this is talking about Shlomo Melech's building of the Beis HaMikdash. Gentlemen, please put yourselves on mute because we hear some background noise. Great to see all of you on the Zoom. And V'yachal Livnois, by the way, for all those that didn't hear the earlier announcement, in Mietzshem, starting tomorrow and once again on Thursday and Friday, we hope to start a few minutes earlier. Tomorrow, perhaps as early as 7:35. And after we finish learning Mi'at Hashem, there's going to be a grand gala Siyam on Masechtas Beya. It's also the Yortzeit of Rav Meir Shapiro Zatzal, so this will be Le'ilui Nishmasai on the day of his Yortzeit. You're all kindly and cordially invited to join us in person, except for Rav Shlomo. Rav Shlomo, please stay in Eretz Yisrael and make the Siyam over there together with Achinu B'nei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, El Amar Rav Lazar Mi'hacha. Vayochel Livnois. Again, this is Shlomo HaMelech began to build the Beis HaMikdash. Bachodesh Hasheni. This is in Iyar. Basheni. What does Basheni mean? What's this Basheni? I don't know yet what it means. Mishnas Arba L'Malchusay, in the fourth year of his reign. The Frankie, what's that second Sheni? We already said Bachodesh Sheni. That's in Chodesh Iyar. In the fourth year, what's the Tzvaita Sheni? Lav Sheni Liyerach Shemoinim Boi L'Malchusay. Ah, I know what Sheni means. The word Sheni means that this is not only the second month of the year, as we said already in Rashi yesterday, that in terms of the whole discussion of the Gemara, the whole discussion is only which month is the Rosh Hashanah for purposes of Melachim. It's not for purposes of counting out the months of the year. In terms of counting out the months of the year, Nisan is always the first month. Why? HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chodashim Rishon Hu Lochem Lechodshei Hashana. And that's why even today, when we start the new year, always Tishrei time, we get all our new calendars, and now it's no longer Tavshin Pei Aleph, it's not Tavshin Pei Beis. Tishrei, however, is not the first month of the year. Tishrei is only the sixth, or actually the seventh month of the year. The first 6 months, that was from the prior Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz of Elul, and now seventh month. And that's why, in fact, the Torah always says in Parshas Pinchas, when it talks about the karbanos that you bring on Rosh Hashanah and on Sukkot and Yom Kippur, it says, V'chodesh Hashvi'i. What do you mean Chodesh Shvi? This is the first month of the year. Yeah, it's the first month for year purposes, but for month purposes, it's the seventh month. Ah, so therefore, what the Pasuk is telling us, Chodesh Hasheni, this is Chodesh Iyar in terms of, it's the second month in calculating months. Basheni, it's also the second month of the new year, because the year by Shlomo Melech began on Rish Chodesh Nisan. My love, Sheni LeYerach. Surprised it says Yerach Chodesh, say Sheni LeChodesh, but Yerach and Chodesh are synonymous terms. Sheni LeYerach, Shemoyne Boyle Lachusai, and therefore that is the second month from Rosh Hashanah Limlochem. Rosh Hashanah Limlochem is Nisan, and now we're on to Iyar, and that's what B'Sheni. Maybe it means the second day of Iyar, not Rish Chodesh, the second day of B'Sheni. Then it would say that expressly. Why would it say that expressly? Says Rashi, because whenever we identify the day of the month, you see the Rashi bit five lines from the bottom. If it was talking about the first of the month, it would say the Echad HaChodesh. It was referring to the 10th, Be'osar LaChodesh. But the fact that it says Basheni doesn't say LaChodesh, it doesn't sound like the second day of the month. Maybe Sheni means Monday. Number one, because you look through all the psukim that talk about timelines and dates and calendar dates, they never refer to the day of the week. They always refer to the month, the day of the month, the year. But we never talk about Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That apparently is not so relevant. So it's unlikely that B'Sheni means B'Sheni B'Shabbos. The Oid, never shtikl hekesh. Ma k'sheni basa l'sheni kama. Ma sheni kama chodesh. Just like the two words right before it. Ba chodesh sheni is referring to chadoshim. So av sheni basa is also referring to chodesh, the second month. But we already said the second month. Right. This is second month for purposes of the calculating the months of the year. The months of the year always start with Nisan and they continue on. That's number one. And Chodesh Hasheni is Iyar, and now we're talking about the second month in terms of the new year. The new year began on Rish Chodesh Nisan, the new year for purposes of counting the Malachim. So Shlomo Melech, when he came Rish Chodesh Nisan, said, okay, Rabbi Yisai, this is now my fourth year that I am reigning, and now the next month, Iyar is the second month of that reign. So it's both the second month for purposes of the month's order, the order of the months chronologically from Nisan till Adar at the end of the year, and it's also the second month for purposes of the new reign of Shlomo Melech. With this, we've concluded the whole discussion that we started with this morning. Remember, we started with that Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin LeBelochim, and now we bring a Braisa, and the Braisa within the next eight lines summarizes what we just learned now in the last 30 lines. Tani Kavasid, Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin She'ein Moin Lehem LeBelochim, Ela MiNisan. How do you know when it comes to Melochim, you always start from Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Shnema. And we repeat all the psukim again. And the pasuk continues on, and that's also Lemloich Shloimei Al Yisrael. So we have the Hekish of Shloimei Melech too, and it's all about Yitzis Mitzrayim. In the fifth month in Av. This was in Shvat. And Av comes before Shvat. How do I know Av comes before Shvat? Maybe Shvat comes before Av. The Haran passed away. How do we know he's talking about Haran passed away? Because it doesn't mean Vayiru that they saw, but that they were exposed. And not that key, that the Haran died, but because the Haran died with the four keys. We have that other possible in the Gemara brought as well. What did that come to tell you? That it wasn't Rosh Chodesh Iyar, but it was that not that Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Iyar, but it's really Nisan. And then we had another possible. That's what told us that it's also not Chodesh Sivan. That's about Matan Torah. That was the final pasuk that we brought. So we now just repeated all the references, all the psukim, fill in all the spaces yourself. That's the Begoimer with the discussion that we had in the Gemara before. If you want, you can put two dots over there. Because now, Amar of Chizda, everything that we learned until now, the Rishon HaMalachim, remember, Rishon HaMalachim Yisrael, it's the Jewish kings. In fact, we count from Tishrei. How do I know? Shenema. And now we bring two psukim from the beginning of Sefer Nechemiah. Divrei Nechemiah ben Chachlaya. I'm sorry, ben Chachalia, my apologies, Tibri Nechemya ben Chachalia, Vahi b'Chodesh Kislev, Shnas Esrim, it's in Chodesh Kislev, the 20th year. Now that pasuk is at the very beginning of Nechemya, if you see number 11, that's Aleph Aleph, first pasuk, first parak of Nechemya. Now we fast forward to the second parak of Nechemya, again the first pasuk and the second parak. Uksiv, Vahi b'chodesh Nisan, Shnas Esrim li Artach Shasta, as we'll see on the Amud Beis, Artach Shasta was the name of a king. That was a king's name. We'll see more about it later on the Amud Beis. Okay, now the Gemara assumes that the first pasuk is also talking about 20 years from the reign of King Artachshasta. And therefore the first pasuk says, Ba'achodish Kislev in Shnas Esrim. Then the next pasuk said, Ba'achodish Nisan in Shnas Esrim. One second. If Nisan happens to be the new year for purposes of new kings, we're talking about Artachshasta, Artach the king. So now Ba'achodish is Nisan, it should now be Shnas Esrim Yechad, it should no longer be Shnas Esrim. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan, like it says in our Mishnah, begins the new year for the new king, or for the king, then why does it say that this is year 20? It should be 21. Mirikoi Mikislev, since the first pasuk is in Kislev, and it says Vikoi Shnas Esrim. And the next pasuk is Vikoi Min Nisan, Vikoi Shnas Esrim. Chlav Rosh Hashanah Lav Nisan. It cannot be that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah, otherwise it would be year 21. Very, very elementary. So it had to be that the Rosh Hashanah was before, and presumably it was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and then after Tishrei we have Cheshvan Kislev, and then a few months later we have Nisan, so that's why it's all in the 20th year, is the Chasimen that the Rosh Hashanah is not Nisan, but it's Tishrei. Pray tomorrow. Well, one second. You're jumping to conclusions. Mishlan Heich Mefarish the Alatach Shasta. The second pasuk says Befeish that it was the 20th year for Atach Shasta. Elahai, but the first pasuk which says Kislev, Mimai Delachta Shasta Dilma Leminyana Achrenu. Maybe it was the 20th year for something else. Maybe it was the 20th year that the Yankees won the World Series, or that the Red Sox beat them, or whatever it was. I mean, who says it has anything to do with Atach Shasta? 20 years could be 20 years.
Mickey
Mantle, whatever. Vaidi Ford, the other Chushima mentioned. So therefore, who knows who says Atach Shasta? Omra Papa. This is a Papa that we quoted at the bottom of the Amud Beis. Shnas Esrim. Shnas Esrim Ligzeira Shava. Oh, the first pasuk said Shnas Esrim, Shnas Esrim Lachli, Vayhi B'Chodesh Kislev Shnas Esrim. The second pasuk says Shnas Esrim Latach Shasta. That's Gzeir Shava, which Barry says doesn't mean Gzeir Shava. It means like a mammoth in Alimud. Yeah, Hekish. Yeah, exactly. It's similar. Say Ma'hosim Latach Shasta, Vavu Latach Shasta. Okay.
What happened in Israel? What was?
What happened then?
Now the reference that we have. What do we conclude? And what happened?
We conclude is. In fact, so what we've concluded is that both of them are talking about the same timeline, the same calendar day, 20th year of the reign of Artachshasta, and the first pasuk says it's Chodesh Kislev in Artachshasta, and the next one says it's Chodesh Nisan. One second, Artachshasta is a king. Didn't we say that Echad the Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Lemlachim? So it should say in the second pasuk, now it's Nisan, it's already the next year, it's already year 21. Why did it say year 20? It's a chasimah that Nisan is not the Rosh Hashanah of the king. But Armisha says it, yeah. Armisha is talking Malchi Yisrael. But Malchi Akim, it's from Tishrei. And therefore Tishrei was the 40th year, and that's why Kislev is in the 40th year. Right? Tishrei, Cheshvan Kislev, 40th year. And a few months later, it's Nisan, all in the 40th year. It's a chasimah. Zokri Gemara, Omra Popishnas, that it's talking about Atach Shasta. Vayt Gemara, the same kash as we asked before. Umimai demasa the Kislev kodim, Dilma Maisa the Nisan kodim. Maybe the second kapitel in Nechemya, although it's the second kapitel, Ein Muktam Uchim Batayra, maybe it really should be in reverse. That what happened was the second story, which starts in the second kapitel, Vahi Bachodish Nisan Mishnas Esrim the Tachshasa, that happened first, and subsequently we had Divri Nechemya ben Chachalia, Vayhi B'Chodesh Kislev Shnas Esrim, and therefore, in fact, Nisan was the beginning of the year, and then a whole bunch of months later, Kislev was later in the same year. So not that Kislev came first, and then you know for sure that Nisan is not the Rosh Hashanah. No. Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah, Limlochim, just like by Malchi Yisrael, and the second story second story, meaning the one reported and cited in Nehemiah Bey, that really took place earlier chronologically in history, and that was Chodesh Nissan, that was Rosh Hashanah Limlachim, and then several months later it was the Maisa Vahim Chodesh Kislev. So you have no riot. As long as you like the every month, that's impossible. The Gemara Loi Sokadai, the Tisanya. Dvorim She'omar Chanoni Lenechemia V'Kislev Amoren Nechemia Lemelech Ben Nisan. Dvorim She'omar Chanoni Lenechemia V'Kislev Shenema. What the Gemara is going to tell us is, and we're going to quote at length from Psukim in Nechemia. The first one is going to be 3 psukim in a row. The second one is going to be 6 psukim in a row. But what these psukim tell us is that it was reported to Nehemiah by Hanani. Hanani was a person who was one of the plaitim, one of the refugees, who's running away from Yerushalayim. And he's reporting to Nehemiah that it's gefährlich. In Yerushalayim, things are terrible. Unfortunately, the whole wall of Yerushalayim has been broken. The Sheorim, the gates, have been unfortunately melted in fire. And the Yid Nebuch are suffering from terrible deprivation. They're in Nebuch in captivity, etc., etc. When Hanani reports this to Nehemiah, Nehemiah, of course, was very upset. That's in capital Aleph of Nehemiah. In capital Beis, Nehemiah comes up with a plan, and he now reports word for word what he heard from Hanani to Artaxasta. And the Gemara is going to quote it word for word momentarily. So what we see from this is that it must be that capital Aleph came before capital Beis, because the first capital Aleph is talking about the report of Hanani to Nehemiah. This took place in Kislev, and now several months later, it's now Chodesh Nissan, and Nehemiah has gotten together, and he visits, he makes an appointment at Artaxasta, the king, and he tells Artaxasta, "Sis bitter." And ultimately this leads to Artaxasta giving permission to Ezra Nehemiah to go to Eretz Yisrael and to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, as it says in the Sifrei Ezra Nehemiah. So now, going through the Psukim, Zog the Gemara, it's impossible that the Nissan, which is cited in the second capital of Nehemiah, came before Kislev in the first capital. Why? So what Nehemiah reported to, what Hanani reported to Nehemiah in Kislev, Amoron, it was repeated by Nehemiah Lemelech to Artaxasta ben Nisan. Tvorim she'omar Hanani Nehemiah b'Kislev shenema etzel nepasi tibi Nehemiah ben Chachaliah. I was in Shushan. Hanani, one of my brothers, meaning brothers of Klal Yisrael, he came, who? Vanoshim and Yehuda. They came from Yehuda, and I asked them, Al Yehudim, HaPleitashinisharum, and Ashvi, Val Yushalayim. I told them, tell me, what's going on in Eretz Yisrael and Yushalayim? But Yerimudim, they told them, Manishorim, Ashinisharum, and Ashabi, Sham, Hamadina, Biro'o, Gidoila, Nebuch, they're in great tzoris, Ubecherpa, and they're in great shame. V'chonet Yushalayim, Uforatis, and Nebuch, the wall of Yushalayim is broken. Usheran, it's Ubeish, and the gates are burning, and then they've been melted in fire. That's the story that they heard from Hanani. Now, fast forward to the second capital. Amor and Nehemiah Lamelech ben Nisan. Now the Nehemiah repeated this whole story to the Melech, to Artaxasta. Shinema, Vehi Bechodesh Nisan, Shnas Esrim, Artaxasta HaMelech. Yain Lefanav, there was wine there at the table. For Esra Esa Yain, Ve'etna Lamelech, I picked up the wine, I gave it to the king to drink. Flo Yisi Ra Lefanav, the Vayomali HaMelech, Madu Panecha Roim. He said, I didn't feel bad. However, the Melech noticed from my face that I seemed to be depressed and distressed. And he said to me, I see an atzik, you're able to walk and come and go. Since your face looks so depressed, obviously we're talking about something emotional and mental and not something physical. And I was very afraid, very nervous. That's like a bracha. A melech, you should live forever. In other words, he's talking to the king himself, and he says, "King, so it's lang leben. You shall live forever." Exactly.
What's the last words?
Etc. Continue on. Madua leirofanai. Why shouldn't my face never show my emotional distress? Asher ear base kvoris avoisai chorva. when he's saying Biskitzer Bois, he's referring to Yerushalayim. Nebuch is Choruv, it's in destruction. Usharel Uklu Ba'esh, and the Sha'arim were eaten up by the fire. And therefore, that's why in Nebuch I look like I'm sick, because emotionally I'm so sick about the report that I heard from Hanani. Why are you here? What are you coming? You obviously have some request. You're not here just to go and drink l'chaim with me and to give me some wine. In other words, before he spoke to the king, he first said a kapitel tilim that his shlichus should work, should be effective. And he says, Im melech toiv, similar to the lashon you have in Megillas Esther, yeah. Im melech toiv, v'imitav avtech lefanecha, asher tishlacheni el Yehuda, el ir, kibrei savoysai, v'evnena. I would like to go back to Yerushalayim to go and rebuild it. V'yom li melech, and the king said to me, v'ashegel yosheves etzlei. Shegel is referring to the Malka. It doesn't refer to her in a very nice way. We're going to talk about that Mitchum tomorrow, right in the Gemara. But that means that the Melech was here together with the Malka, and he said, how long is this going to take you? How long is it going to take you to travel? When are you going to return? And he told him, I figure this will be the schedule. I'm going to come, I'm going to go, blah, blah, blah. And the Melech said, that's fine. And he sent me, and he gave me the time, exactly, the calendar, etc., etc. Shai. That's the end of this whole shtickle. The whole purpose of bringing all of these psukim is to tell you that Kapitel Aleph Kislev happened before Kapitel Beis Nisan, and it's all in the same year. And if Rosh Chodesh Nisan would be Rosh Hashanah Limalachim, would trigger a new year, then it should go from 20 to 21. And since it says 20, and 20 is a chasim, and that Rosh Hashanah happened before Kislev and not between Kislev and Nisan. Right, Imar.
Babo had destroyed Israel.
Right.
And now...
Now it's 70 years later.
This is Persia. This is Shushan Abira.
So they then conquered... Persia then conquered the Babylonians.
I guess so.
Remember Modain Poras?
Right, no, but it shouldn't say that it's on fire. That really couldn't have been... Sounds like it's
rhetorical.
It could be poetic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But the point is, Nebuch, it's all horrible. It looks terrible.
Yeah.
You come to Yerushalayim, you see.
Why was he upset now? I mean, so
Hanani told them now.
He didn't know.
They didn't have the internet then.
No internet.
They didn't know that.
They knew things were getting the Tsarist. They probably figured in the meantime, maybe they've rebuilt. Maybe they're doing something. You know,
okay.
We had a Holocaust 80 years ago, and Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael was rebuilt. But Yerushalayim was not rebuilt within the 70 years after the Churban. So, and now we found out the Nebuch in great detail from Hanani. So he repeated to Atashasta. Mitchum in the Tanakh Shiur will Mitchum go into these things in much greater detail.
When are we doing this now? You've been talking with them for many years. When are we having this Tanakh Shiur?
When is the Tanakh Shiur going to begin? We have to put it down on the schedule. We have to figure out when the Rosh Hashanah is, when the Chodashim. We have to find the calendar and put it down. And continue on. Masav Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef asked the following question. B'yoin esem v'arbo l'chodesh b'shishi b'shnas shtayim l'dar yovesh. We have one pasuk that says, b'yoin esem v'arbo l'chodesh 24th, the Chodesh, even though it says Bashish, it really means the Chodesh Hashishi of the 6th month. It's the second year of Daryovesh. Uksiv, and it says Bashvi'i bi esrim the echod la Chodesh. Now notice that the words Bishnas Shtayim are in parentheses because they really don't appear in the Pasuk. It would be nice if they did, because then the first Pasuk says B'yoyim esrim v'arba l'chodesh v'shishi b'shnas shtayim l'dayyavish. And the second pasuk says b'shvi b'shnas shtayim, again meaning l'dayyavish. B'esrim v'echel chodesh. But the Ma'aseh doesn't say b'esrim b'shnas shtayim. Rashi already notes that. Rashi says even though this pasuk doesn't say b'shnas shtayim, but if you go back to the earlier pasuk, which the Gemara does not recite, there it does say b'shnas shtayim, and this is just a continuation of earlier psukim, and therefore it's also talking about b'shnas shtayim. Okay, so now says Rav Yosef, the first pasuk is talking about b'chodesh hashishi, which would be b'chodesh hashishi. That would be b'chodesh Adar. We're starting from Nisan, Iyar. I'm sorry, chodesh El. Chodesh El. Thank you. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz of El. 6th month. The next pasuk b'shvi is talking about Tishrei. And in both of these psukim, it refers to the shnas shtayim l'dayavish. Well, 1 second. Didn't you just say a moment ago that when you're talking about the shnois melachim of the goyim, we don't go and measure from Nisan, like you said, we go from Tishrei. And achashtarsh, ach, hey, ar tach shasta, which the Gemara is going to tell us momentarily, is all to Dayavish. It was a another name, a pseudonym, if you will. We're talking about the second year for the Yavesh, and the second part is also talking about the second year, and yet the first month is in El, the next month, the next passage is talking about Tishrei. If Tishrei is the Shnoi Samalachim, so now we should already be in the third year. Right. We should no longer be in the second year. Then Isa Bishvi Mishnas Gimel Mibayalei. It should say we're already in the third year, no longer in the second year.
Why are we saying it's Elul Tishrei? Maybe it's Adar and Nisan. If what's why are we nailing this sequence here?
Okay, very good question. And that goes back to the Rashi of yesterday. The Rashi says that the whole discussion in our Gemara is, when do we measure Rosh Hashanah and the Melachim? Is it from Tishrei? Is it from Nisan? Is it from any other month? Mm-hmm. But in terms of the counting of months always starts from Nisan.
Okay.
Because Chodesh Elohim Rosh Chodesh.
That's standardized.
That's
okay.
Always the same case. Okay. Yes, sir.
So, yeah, if you said that,
right.
And that was the same person, right?
Yes, yes.
So it's mudra. It's very, very, it's mudra shvet. In the first case, by the time you see Kislev to Nisan, it's the same year.
Right.
Now you're seeing from Elul to Tishrei, it's the same year. Mm-hmm. And you got a problem either way.
Good. So all the questions you're asking are excellent questions. You're going to see the Gemara is going to address everything. Then Isa, once you have concluded that Shvi is Chodesh Tishrei, and you've said on the Amud Aleph, said Rav Chisda, that when it says in HaMishnah that Echad ben Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Mlochim is only by the Malchi Yisrael, by the Malchi Akum, when do we start from Echad B'Tishrei? Shvi is Echad B'Tishrei. That being the case, it should already be the third year and not the second year. Amar Bavo Koyrosh, who is Artachshasta and Dar Yobish, as we'll see shortly, Melech Kosher Hoya, he was a good guy. So they gave him the distinction that he would be as if a Jewish king, and therefore for him, they would go and write in the Shtaris, not for Chodesh Tishrei, but for Chodesh Nisan, as if he was a Jewish king. So then it's fine. Since Nisan always precedes Elul, and it precedes Tishrei, so when Nisan happened, that became the second year for Kodesh, Daryovesh, etc. That became the second year. That was in Nisan. So now let's go forward. Nisan, Iyar, Siv, and Tammuz of Elul, or that's Chodesh Shishi, in the second year. Next month is Tishrei, again in the second year, because we're counting the second year exclusively and only for Kodesh, because he was a good guy, that he counts like Malchi Yisrael from Chodesh Nisan. Let's get back to the chori. Maskel of Yosef. Choda, if that's the case, in Cain, Koshu Kro Adodi. If you're going to go and tell me that, then I'm going to have a stiris of psukim. Tachsiv, what's the pshatim? Tachsiv said in the pasuk, Vishitzaya Besa Dona, Adyem Plosa, Leyerech Ador, Dihi Shnas Shis, the Malchus Daryovesh Malka. Vishitzaya Besa means that the Besa Midrash was completed. How do I know it means completed? If you see there's a base over here, and the base takes you to Masoris Hashas all the way on top. You see, it says base Pirush Soif Tashlam Binyan Abayis. So Shitzai Beis means finally the Beis Hamikdash was completed by Ezra Nehemia at Yom Tulos El Yerach Adar, the third day of Adar. To he and this was Shnas Shis LeMalchus Dayavish of the sixth year of Dayavish. Dayavish Malk. But then you have another price. But Oisizman in that same time period, the Shon Habo a year later. Okay, since we're talking about Yerech Adar in the sixth year, a year later by definition is Adar in the seventh year, right? A year later. But this is man, same time, Shana Bo a year later, it's now Adar a year later in the seventh year. Ola Ezra mi Babel, the Galus Evite. Now Ezra comes up, Midigan Tzegulis from Babel to celebrate the inauguration of the new Beis HaMikdash and the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, they're all coming up, etc. Uksiv. Vayovi Yerushalayim, it took a while, after all they didn't have supersonic jets in those times, so when they're traveling all the way from Bavel, all the way to Eretz Yisrael, it took them a while. Vayovi Yerushalayim b'chodesh ha-chamishi, hishnasa shviyas lamelech. Oh, this is chodesh chamishi, which again is going to be Av, this is going to be the seventh year of the king. Now let's think about this for a moment. We're talking about Kodesh. Kodesh was a melech kosher. Melech kosher means that we continue to count new years always from Nisan. So if in Chodesh Adar in the seventh year, that's when Ezra started his travels to Eretz Israel. So it means a month later in Nisan, it became year 8. Like he's a Melech Kasher. It's year 8. Yet it says that when they came into Yerushalayim, B'chodesh Chamishi, it's still the seventh year. How can it be the seventh year? It's already year 8 because Nisan passed and he was a Melech Kasher. Then Isa Shnas Hashminis Mi Boilei. V'oid. And Stamma's like, me dummy, how are you comparing apples and oranges? Here we're talking about Kodesh HaMelech, we're talking about Dayovish HaMelech. And for the Maratona, like we said before, who Kodesh, who Dayovish, who Atach Shasta, it's all the same individual. Kodesh, how did he get the three names? Kodesh HaMelech Kosher Hoya. Apparently the three letters of Kodesh and Kosher are the same, but of course not in the same order, but they're the same letters. So he was a Melech Kosher, like Gemara said before. Atachshast al Shein Malchusai. That was the name of his Malchus. Now, what does it mean that was the name of his Malchus? So the Gemara here and Rashi here is quiet, but Rashi in Ezra says that Atachshast al Shein Malchusai means that just like in Mitzrayim, all of the kings throughout the year were called Pharaoh, Paroi. Atashasta was the name of all the Persian kings, regardless of whether his name was Henry, Louis, or Ignatz, or Ludwig, or whatever his name was in Persian. He was called King Atashasta. That was the name like King Pari. Hashem Achusay. Umashmoy, what was his real name? His real name was Dayovish Shmoy. Okay, so Kodesh and Dayovish, they're all the same guy. Didn't you say that we're going from year 7 to year 8? And yet the Pasuk refers to it as light as year 7. Because if he left in Adar and he was a Melech Kosher, which means Nisan starts the new year, they arrived 5 months later in Chodesh Chamishi, it should be Shnas HaShminis and not Shnas HaShviyis. In other words, there was a period of time that Kodesh was a good guy, and then he was a Melech Kosher, and then we counted him based on the Chodesh Nisan, just like in our Mishnah, and like the Gemara said before, since he was a Melech Kosher, Monuloy the Malchi Yisrael. However, after that, he soured on us, and as you know, he tried to impede the continued building of the Beis Hamikdash. When he became a bad guy, they said, he's like a Melech, like all the other Malchi Umas Olam. And then they started counting again, not from Chodesh Nisan, but from Chodesh Tishrei. And that's why, sometimes Nisan and sometimes Tishrei, I think that will answer your kasha as well, Reb Simcha, why you said about the early Pesukim. So we'll stop over here, and perhaps, although I didn't see it anyway, but perhaps that's the reason why Kodesh and Kosher initially was Taka Kosher, but after that, when he switched, he became Hachmet, Kosher became Kodesh. That it came before the race before the Shem.